So I'm going to be talking about mediumship today then in this broader context as a ritual skill and a way of communicating with the other than human, spirit kin, in a ritual setting with purpose, intention, and ritual boundaries. To be thorough, I do want to note that there are different types of mediumship. There's different ways of approaching it. There's different ways of having relationships with the spirits than the practice that I do. So I just want to acknowledge that. The way I describe the mediumship practice I do is that it's conscious mediumship, which means that the mediums aren't leaving their bodies entirely, not leaving the building, but are staying present and are involved in the experience. And also that it's consensual mediumship, which means that the medium also intentionally gives and rescinds permission from the spirits. So it's very conscientious about who we're in contact with. I also only work with the aspects of the spirits that will respect my free will, my personal sovereignty, my boundaries. I want to speak a little bit to what mediumship is, what my definition of mediumship is, what my current conceptualization of it is in kind of a technical sense. And I'm also going to talk about a little bit more about what the mediumship ritual circle that I utilize looks like. So like I said earlier, mediumship is a function of being conscious, and it's a natural state of interconnectivity. It's something that we already do, albeit usually unconsciously and without well-defined boundaries. Children are often in a natural mediumistic state when they go outside and they're playing in the yard and they feel really connected to the world around them. That's a state of mediumship. So it's a function of consciousness. In my view, any kind of intuitive perception is the communication of consciousness with consciousness that then goes through different clair senses. So clairvoyance is consciousness to consciousness communication that goes through a visual sense. Clairaudience is consciousness to consciousness communication that goes through a hearing sense, etc. And mediumship is the same way. We are conscious beings. We are fields of consciousness that's not limited to our brain or to our body, but is rather a region around us that perhaps ultimately extends in all directions throughout all time and space. But taking it a few steps back from that, we have a kind of a centralized region, which is our experience of ourselves and our bodies, right? So it's centralized, but it also doesn't have to be stay local. So it's non-local, meaning that it can, our consciousness can travel outside of our body and can go other places, like with astral travel or sometimes with dreaming and that kind of thing. So we are fields of consciousness amidst other fields of consciousness. In this cosmology, the world consists of overlapping and embedded fields of consciousness that intercommunicate. So I am a field of consciousness within the field of consciousness of my family, which is composed of the individual fields of consciousness of all the members of that family, which is a part of the field of consciousness of the community that the family is in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're all embedded in overlapping fields of consciousness, and that the world itself is made of consciousness, and that it's the nature of consciousness to be communicative and intercommunicate. So when our fields overlap, there's an exchange of information. And there can be different types of information exchange. Sometimes it's actually kind of in the form of information, and sometimes it's in the form of resonance. So consciousness also has quality to it. It has like a vibrational quality to it. The English language even talks about this when it talks about someone's vibe. We talk about someone's vibe and picking up on someone's vibe. That's consciousness to consciousness communication of a resonance, a quality of consciousness that's being transmitted between people. And that can either be an enjoyable thing if it's a vibe that we appreciate and like, and or it can be something that becomes a little bit problematic in the interaction if it's something that is registered as being negative or not desirable in some way. So we're constantly going through life, encountering other fields of consciousness, and perhaps picking up information and resonance from those other types of consciousness. How much information we pick up and how much is exchanged depends on the state of our personal field of consciousness, also sometimes called our energy field, which I'll use those terms interchangeably for this purpose. So what's the state of our personal field of consciousness? What's the state of our energy field will make us either more or less susceptible to this information exchange. And we tend to not necessarily think of our state of consciousness as being something that can be variable, but it can. And we tend to also have a habitual default state. So these states are habitual, but they can also be modified through intention.